A major opioid settlement appears close to finalization. It's worth $26 billion, and it would resolve a pile of lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies, including Johnson & Johnson, Cardinal Health, and others. State and local governments sued these companies for their alleged roles in fueling the opioid crisis. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have died since 1999. And this news comes as the Department of Justice is condemning a separate proposed bankruptcy settlement involving Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. Let's untangle these threads with NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann. Brian, let's start with the settlement involving Johnson & Johnson, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen. These are companies that make and distribute opioids. $26 billion would go to state and local governments. That's the top line. What else do we know about this deal?
Yeah, Callum, it's a super complicated deal, and it's not completely finalized yet. There was a press conference earlier today with Joe Rice, with the firm Motley Rice. He's one of the lead litigators suing Big Pharma over opioids, and he said there are a few details yet to be worked out. He sounded like he thinks this is very close to the finish line, but as this negotiation goes forward, what this is going to mean is that over time, about 17 years, billions of dollars will flow to communities all across the country. Remember, these are firms that distributed tens of millions of prescription painkillers, often to places that were hit very hard by the opioid epidemic. And so that's the hope, is that once this gets out there, states will approve this deal. Local communities will approve the deal. There are a lot of legal steps still to be followed here, but eventually that money could get to places where people are still hurting.
I see. And then how would the money be used, Brian? Because we know that some big tobacco settlement money was sort of in the general fund in some cases. Is this going to be more precise? And what else might be included in the settlement?
Yeah, so this is interesting. There's a lot of reaction here to the tobacco settlement, where, as you say, a lot of the money that came from that deal in the 1990s was siphoned away just into the general fund. Here, state and local officials say the lion's share, about $23 billion of this, is earmarked for things like therapy and treatment and the social programs that are desperately needed in these places where addiction rates and overdose death rates remain really, really high. And so that's going to be an interesting part of this, to see if it can start to bend those devastating curves downward. We saw another record level of overdose deaths, 93,000 again last year. And so this is the question. Can these resources really start to push this epidemic back?
Okay, so that's one major development. And then we have this other proposed settlement in bankruptcy court, Brian, that involves Purdue Pharma and members of the Sackler family, who were among the company's owners. Now, the Justice Department said yesterday that this plan is unconstitutional and illegal. Why such a strong reaction?
Well, there's this really interesting provision of this bankruptcy, and interesting means controversial in this case. What it does is it gives members of the Sackler family who own this company and a long list of their associates immunity from opioid lawsuits, even though they haven't filed for bankruptcy and even though many of the people on this list aren't actually contributing cash to the settlement. And so what the DOJ came forward and said in very strong language yesterday was that this is an overreach by the bankruptcy court, that it denies people due process to bring their claims against all of these individuals who may allegedly have had some role in the opioid epidemic. So this was really startlingly strong language from the Justice Department.
And what's Purdue Pharma saying?
They're saying that they believe that this deal has precedent, that there have been other complicated bankruptcy cases where individuals have been released from liability, even though they themselves aren't bankrupt. And they also say that the billions of dollars that will be contributed by the Sacklers and by Purdue Pharma will help people. It'll go just like that other big national settlement we were talking about. It'll go to help communities respond and recover to these high rates of death. And so they think it should go forward.
Well, this is such a huge piece of the context, right, Brian, is that the overdoses continue to be a scourge. And so there's this real urgency, I think, among states to get some money to people who need it. And the number of states supporting this Purdue Pharma deal is growing. So in the moment we have left, what are the prospects now? Does the DOJ complaint put the brakes on it, or is it going to go forward, you think?
Everyone I talk to, Callum, says they think this will be finalized. There's a confirmation hearing August 9th, and the judge in this case, Robert Drain, is expected to move it forward. He'll have to address the DOJ's concerns, but this looks like a deal where the Sacklers will walk away, admitting no wrongdoing and remaining one of the wealthiest families in the U.S.
That's NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann. Brian, thanks.
Thank you.